So this is Trish Spark. This is the 12th of November, 2021. And we're talking about the space on Godgen Street that is now Rad Storm and was previously the Ark. And so were you were involved, Trish?
No, I wasn't involved, but my son used the services. There was a young woman named Emily, or Dorothy, I mean, who worked at... or volunteered at St. Andrew's Church, where they used to, and still do, have suppers for needy people. And she saw that there was a very high incidence of young people involved and got to talking to them and trying to help them with their individual issues. And out of that came what was to be known as the ARC. And it was services for people, I think, 18 to 25. 25 is definite. I'm not sure if it might have been 16 and not 18, but... not sure about that. Anyway, the services that they provided in-house were showers, washers and dryers, computers to use for various reasons, communication, job applications if necessary, getting funding, helping them get income assistance, that kind of thing. Those are the kinds of things that Dorothy did. They also... built a sound studio for them to use as a creative outlet and teaching skills and that kind of thing. So they had volunteers that used to come in and do those kinds of things, put on workshops and that kind of thing. So it got really busy, so she was able to eventually hire another person. She was Emily. I don't know either of their last names. Probably Drew does, but and no one got in that door if they were overage or underage. Not even me, who Dorothy knew really well, used to go to the door and take donations and that kind of thing. They provided a cooked meal once a day for everyone. And there was always snacks. There was always, like, you know, at the very least, donuts and drinks, but often sandwiches and that kind of thing, like she tried to provide. It was really busy in the summertime when the travelers used to come. I used to call young people who travel across Canada the travelers. So they had a message board, which was really useful for people to keep in touch with each other and look for things if they needed something.
Message board on the wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was used more than you would believe. It was really helpful for people. And also, like, if someone was coming from Montreal and they thought one of their friends was here, they could put a message up, "I'm now in town, where are you?" That kind of thing. Dorothy was probably the most loved advocate in Halifax at all the time that she ran that place, and it was well over 20 years before she retired. She took a year off and then decided not to come back. I don't know what the reasons were, but it was at least 5 years ago that it closed, but Andrew used it, so it had to have gone up longer than 20 years because he's 45 now. And I'm wondering about Sean, because I thought Sean, when I first met him when he came here, he was well over the age of using that, but he might have been in Halifax at another time when I didn't know him, you know, so. That's what the building was used for. And she was beloved by all, Dorothy, and... I don't think there's a young person that went through that place that doesn't have a special place in their heart for her. She was amazing. Well, I'm just was going to give you an example of something that Dorothy went, you know, she went above and beyond all the time. Drew took care of Molly for a little while
right.
while he went to treatment, but he couldn't continue to do it because Molly and Taya were having problems.
Right.
So we met Dorothy, and Dorothy drove Molly down to Sean's mother's in Antigonish, which is well above anything that was considered to be one of her jobs at the Ark. She was always doing those kinds of extra things for people. So, yeah, she was amazing, Dorothy was. So.
Do you have any sense for what their financial model was, right? That is, where do they get their money?
In the beginning, it was church funded.
Oh.
I believe that eventually they got funding from the province, but I can't absolutely guarantee that, but I believe that's what happened.
That's